If you want to know what genuine love looks like, meet David Keen. Keen is a man who believes in giving with his whole heart, and in most cases, no matter the ask, he always says, yes. Born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, Keen moved to Statesboro, Georgia, in 1983. The year after he moved to Statesboro, his oldest brother passed away, and when his parents became immobile, he and his wife, Mary, decided to remodel their house and have his parents stay with them. David and Mary have been married for 40 years and have four children that they're proud of. Keen is an active church member at Pittman Park United Methodist Church. He loves to serve God's people so much that during one recent Wednesday night at church, he sliced 18 turkey breasts by hand for a Thanksgiving feast. He later had to rest with a heating pad to reduce the pain, but nonetheless he pressed on in his efforts of lending a helping hand. "You got to keep moving," he said. David Keen helping pack Thanksgiving bags for the community. Photo credit. Kirsten Van Beverout. He's also involved in the community outside of the church as a poll manager at the Williams James Middle School precinct and assists with early voting. However, the volunteer role that Keen is perhaps best known for is serving as the East Georgia Regional Medical Center Auxiliary President. He's held this position since 2012, helping with many different projects in the span of those 10 years. You can learn more about the auxiliary packing Thanksgiving bags for needy families here. Paying it forward may have saved his life several years back. He experienced his own medical emergency and found help at the facility so dear to him. In the span of his lifetime, after being born and having his tonsils removed, he's only been to the hospital once. It was in 2011, the day after New Year's, when his wife drove him to East Georgia Regional Medical Center, as he was having a hard time breathing. As she drove, he had the window rolled down in an attempt to breathe. The auxiliary donated to Hearts and Hands Clinic. Photo credit. EGRMC website. The auxiliary donated to Books for Backpack Buddies Project. Photo credit. EGRMC website. After arriving at the hospital, he spent 4 days allowing the cardiologists to take care of his heart condition. 2 months later, he got two stents in his heart, and in 2015, two more stents were put in. After that experience, his love for East Georgia Regional Medical Center goes beyond words. You might say that EGRMC is near and dear to his heart both literally and figuratively. They have a good bunch of people that tries as hard as they can, and I made a lot of friends here, Keen said. Sadly, some of the people he met in the hospital passed away during the peak of COVID-19, but the joy he has gained from his auxiliary experience is priceless to him. What's the greatest thing in the world is if you have a contact with somebody in the hospital and you're walking around Walmart and they come up and tell you how good it made them feel from something you said, Keen shared. That's worth more than money, and I've had that. Keen hopes that everyone gets a chance to experience that in their lifetime, and he hopes to continue his service at the hospital going forward. He expects to see big changes on the horizon. If you would like to know more about volunteering or joining the auxiliary at East Georgia Regional Medical Center, please call 912-486-1545 or visit the hospital from Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.